After finishing second in the Republican primary, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst has spent millions on TV attack ads, questioning Senator Dan Patrick's 1980s bankruptcy and his character.
Senator, we'll start with you. The campaign
that set the stage for this debate as Patrick lit into Dewhurst for using a bare-chested photo of Patrick that was taken as he auctioned his shirt for charity.
So they used a photograph of me from an auction for disabled children and tried to smear me as sending some kind of negative image.
Dewhurst defended the ad's message.
I apologize for using the photograph, but the facts in the ad...
Why did you take the ad down?
Because I chose to run it. The ad was perfectly true. You did have a personal bankruptcy. I've never had a personal bankruptcy. You did pocket your employees...
That is not true, Governor. That is a plain lie.
They tangled again over a Patrick ad that claims Dewhurst has expanded in-state tuition for undocumented students.
That is completely false.
Let's walk through it. No,
let's do it.
The bill.
Hey, because the bill in 2005 cuts benefits.
No, it doesn't.
Most certainly does. You either can't read a bill or you're lying.
The University of Texas on their website, Governor, said that you expanded. In-state tuition benefits.
And that was the tone for most of the 45-minute debate, as issues of equal pay legislation and what to do with the budget surplus were buried by heated claims of failed leadership and lying. Following the face-off, Patrick acknowledged the ads have cut into his lead.
When you run thousands of ads saying something bad about someone and there's no response, and we didn't have 2 million to respond, of course. But we're doing very well. We're going to win, and people are turned off by those ads.
But Dewhurst defended the ads, saying voters need to get to know him and his opponent.
Our polling is showing that no one knew, even right after the primary, who Dan Patrick is. They just didn't know anything about him.
A few hours after the debate, Dewhurst kicked it up a notch. He posted a bizarre animated web ad that depicts Patrick singing about why he changed his given name, Danny Gobe.
I changed my name to cover my past, to cover my bankruptcy.
Patrick has explained that he changed his name in 2006 because Dan Patrick was the name he'd used as a radio and TV personality. He says he's not trying to hide anything. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.